In the 90s, the war broke out in Somalia, the civil war, and I was born. But because of the war, there was no official record of me being born, so I don't know my age. And as the war was happening, my eldest brother died. He was hit by a stray grenade, and because all the hospitals were bombed, my dad and just a local boy in the community put my brother, who was slowly dying, on a wheelbarrow and wheelbarrowed him to a hospital, which was like miles and miles away throughout the night. My mum, she said she didn't want the same fate for the rest of her kids, so we fled. We got to Kenya. As we got to Kenya, all of our possessions were stolen, all the money that we had saved up to get to safety was stolen, and so we had to start again from scratch. My mum selling anything that she could. We'd eventually got some fake Kenyan passports, came to the UK, and we sought asylum here in the UK. And that's how I came to be here in London. That's how I'm a Londoner. So when we came to the country, my sister was the only one who spoke English because she was 14 and she was in secondary school in Somalia. And she was the one who picked out dates of births for all of us. So for me, she chose September 16. I call it Ramla Day. I don't say happy birthday. I say happy Ramla Day. I walked into a boxing class one day and I fell in love. And that's what I've been doing ever since. Boxing was always something that helped build a lot of self-confidence that I wasn't necessarily getting from being in that environment in secondary school. It really helped a lot with that. Boxing became my love. Boxing became the thing that saved me. I think home for me means the place where I feel the most safest. And at the moment now, it's, with my husband. But, for a long time, it was just in my mum's arms. And that was home because I felt so safe. When I was ill, I would just lay in her arms and, magically I'd get so much, I'd feel better.